When there are big events like the White Balloon Day, the use for those really is to really get the broader community on board to help them to understand what's actually going on in their community. It may not necessarily be happening really close to home. Often it can be, but it might be their next door neighbour, just round the corner, at the school, whatever. So it's really important to bring the broader community in line really with that. What can happen is that it's something that people store away in the back of their mind, and then maybe 2 or 3 months down the road, something happens and they think, okay, you know, I spoke to somebody about that before, maybe I'll make contact with that service again.
So what sort of support networks are available there? You mentioned services. What is there in Cairns that people can use when an issue like this arises, either with someone they know or a close family member? How can they get help?
There's quite a range of different services, and that also may be dependent on the actual issue. It could be child sexual assault, child sexual abuse, or it might be more domestic violence or physical abuse or neglect. So there are various different services. Services obviously such as ourselves, but places like Centrecare, Act for Kids, Bravehearts, the Cairns Sexual Assault Service, the Women's Centre. And I guess what I would really say to people is actually it doesn't matter if you go to the wrong place, but go somewhere, let them know what the problem is, and they should be able to help you find the right service that's going to work for you.
One of the interesting things that we were talking about just before is that the way people can be sexually abused, particularly young people, has changed, and a lot of that is attributable in part, I suppose, to social media and the ways people can use it. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I think this can be a particular problem for the slightly older children who are really into their Facebook and various other social media, and also there can be problems with mobile phones. Most mobile phones take very good photographs nowadays, and it may be that they may have consented to a particular photograph being taken with their partner, and then things go horribly wrong and that photograph gets sent around to all and sundry, either on things like Facebook or via texting with the phones themselves.
How do you prevent that?
It's really important to have the right kind of conversations with those young people about, for them to think about protecting themselves. You know, young people often will actually put stuff online that they haven't really thought about what the consequences could be around that. Sometimes, you know, they're a bit too free actually with their information. They may not just use their first name or even a made-up name, and they may actually put more details down, and people can actually see where they live and things like that. So sometimes it's about having those kind of conversations with them and making them just be a little bit more aware that that information is actually out there for all to see.
Now, of course, White Balloon Day falls in Child Protection Week, which I guess more broadly speaks to a lot of the other things you do at Domestic Violence Cairns. Tell me about the incidence of domestic violence in Cairns. What sort of statistics do we have around that? What do we know about domestic violence in Cairns?
Domestic violence in Cairns, in terms of the legal side of things, what we do know is that Cairns Magistrates Court is the 7th busiest court in Queensland for the number of domestic violence applications going through court. We also know that when police are called out to incidences of domestic violence, in between 40 to 80% of cases, children are present in the home. That means they're either directly witnessing it, they're seeing it, they're hearing it, and sometimes they are actually directly involved in it. Sometimes that can be deliberate, that the abusive person has actually physically abused them too. Sometimes it can be that in an attempt to protect the victim, they may have tried to stand between the people and they've been inadvertently hurt.
Amanda Lee Ross, what are some other websites and ways people can access information about this?
So one of the really good websites that people can access is the one run by the federal government, which is The Line. So that's theline.gov.au. That's really useful for young people in particular, but there's also some really useful stuff on there for parents and for other members of the community that might come into contact with younger people who are experiencing some of the problems.